The Agbara Canal is a stretch of 3 kilometers between the Ibadan-Ife Expressway and the Ade-Ife Highway towards the entrance of the Bafemi Awolowo University campus in the ancient city of Ile-Ife. It is always a period to count loss whenever the rainy season beckoned, as the overflowing canal often flooded residential apartments and made the Ife-Ede Road, which leads to the university campus, impassable. Chairman of Ife Central Local Government, Mr. Ilugbajo Layera, who could not hide his joy over the successful channelization of the canal, painted a picture of the situation of the area before the channelization.
During this period last year or year before last year, you cannot reach the place that we are reaching now. 2 years ago, we came to this place to rescue the students that stayed around this place. About 15 of them, because when the flood just come up around 12 in the midnight.
Like Oliver Twist, the Central Local Government Chairman therefore appealed to the federal government for intervention to address the two other areas in the town where people had been evacuated this year due to heavy flooding. Similarly, another resident of the area and the former Nigerian Minister of Water Resources, Chief Bashir Awotirebo, who thanked the federal government for the intervention, shared his ugly experience of the situation.
This house here, usually most of the time, the ground floor was always occupied with flood at this time of the year.
A traditional ruler in the area, Obamayawa Adesina, who is the Ayela of Amulaife, who also praised the federal government, told the garden that it was a serious challenge for him anytime he trained, as he was always the first point of contact for the people of the area anytime their houses were flooded. In his address, the secretary to the government of the federation, Mr. Boss Mustafa, who was represented by the deputy director, Department of Drought, Desertification and Coastal Management in the Ecological Fund Office, Mr. Anthony Were, said commissioning the project with residents in attendance was to ensure that the people took ownership of the project.
This singular act will serve the ideal purpose of transferring ownership of the project and ensuring its sustainability. I have no doubt that the community and indeed inhabitants will ensure that the project is guarded jealously.
Mr. Mustafa asked the people to guard the project and prevent dumping of refuse in the channel to avoid its being blocked, a development which will amount to waste of public funds. In a remark, the governor of Osun State, Mr. Adeboye Gayotola, who was represented by his deputy, Mr. Benedict Alabi, said President Muhammadu Buhari had demonstrated his commitment to the welfare of the people and approved the intervention project in the first and second quarters of year 2019.
The project will bring succor to the community and its environs, as it will alleviate the hardship of neighboring farmers, road users during the rainy season.
Governor Oyetola warned the people against dumping of waste in drainages, erecting structure on water courses, and not respecting the approved spacing in building structure, describing them as some of the major factors responsible for flooding. From Ile-Ife, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.